Just when winter snow has finally arrived in northeastern Minnesota, spring's a-comin'. I subscribe to birding listservs from several states, and it's been fun reading the emails as people all over discover new signs of spring. Just the subject lines are exciting. Saw-whet tooting, robins galore, first fox sparrow in Meeker City, new spring birds, Carolina wren excitement, timber doodling, grebes and shorebirds and ducks, oh my! Some robins spend the entire winter in northern states, so often the first robin of spring is really the last robin of winter. When you spot a robin, how do you know if it's really a spring bird? The song is the best giveaway. Winter robins feed on fruits, often in large flocks, and although once in a while one sings a brief song, for the most part, this territorial vocalization is too stressful for a group of robins to bear. Winter robin vocalizations normally include their peek, tut, and whinny calls, but not their tuneful caroling. Where are robins right now? The bulk of robin migratory movements follow the 37-degree isotherm. When robins first arrive in an area, the ground in many spots is still frozen, and there are usually still many patches of snow. So the first robins tend to gather in the warmest spots, often near marshes and springs. The first lawns to sport robins on any block are usually the ones on the sunny side of the street. If you're eagerly anticipating the arrival of robins in your neck of the woods, you can check out the robin migration map on the Journey North website, which is updated weekly. Of course, that map shows robins north of many localities where robins can't be found yet, since it also reflects where robins have been wintering. But by watching the changes from week to week, you can watch the progression of the major movements of this welcome sign of spring. Hummingbirds and orioles often move north together, and in recent years the first arrivals in most areas have been happening earlier and earlier. It's more important to anticipate hummingbird arrivals than robin arrivals, because when our first hummingbirds encounter bad weather, they can easily succumb if we haven't set out our feeders. So probably the most important internet bird migration map to follow is at www.hummingbirds.net. This map is updated minute by minute as new sightings are reported. It's fun to watch the progression after checking a national weather map to see that the biggest movements do really occur with warm fronts. Set out your hummingbird feeders when the map shows they'll soon arrive in your area. When the temperatures are cold, especially when accompanied by rain, make sure your sugar water mixture is a bit on the strong side, about a third of a cup of sugar per cup of water. This will give birds the added calories they need when they're shivering. When it's warm, and especially during hot, dry weather, don't make the mixture stronger than 1/4 cup of sugar per cup of water, because when the birds are water-stressed, they can grow dehydrated. When I first set out my hummingbird feeders before the birds actually arrive, I always use the stronger mixture because temperatures are usually still cool, and after the long flight, hummingbirds usually need calories desperately. Skydancing woodcocks, displaying grouse, red-winged blackbirds, the first bluebirds, nesting wood ducks, spring is filled with so many exciting firsts, even as it repeats the same patterns, year after year after year, affirming the endless rhythms of nature. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.